So the spine nice and tall, close the eyes. Body still and relaxed. You can watch the breath, helping to gather your attention. Last week we gave the introduction. We do a panchakosha meditation. Panchakosha will come always together with viveka, some discrimination between myself as the conscious being and the koshas, the different layers that are my instruments of experience. We said the reason for this is to help to see the difference between them. According to Vedanta, the problem is a misidentification. Similar as I hear somebody say something, I think they're talking something ill of me. I'm upset at them. It was a misunderstanding. I didn't observe closely. When I understand what it was, it wasn't anything to do with me, no problem. Some subtle, being able to subtly separate and understanding separation between myself as a worthful being and these instruments or layers of experience. Then it helps to resolve a lot of my issues. So what we focus on today, one basic rule is observer, observed are always two different things. I see something, eyes, object. I hear something, ears, object. The observer is separate from the observed, never the same thing. One doesn't observe itself. Eyes will never see themselves. They'll see the reflection of the eye, maybe. So the conscious being is the observing faculty within me. So first of all, I observe my physical body. We call it the annamaya kosha, the physical body, material, food sheath. How do I know body is there now? I feel it, meaning I observe the sensation of the body. Whatever the sensation is, comfortable or not comfortable, I'm observer, sensation observed. I cannot be both. So I'm observer. And the observer is not the observed. So the sensation observed, I'm observing it. In this way, observer is there, observed. So, annamaya kosha, we would say, is not the observed. Is not the observer, sorry. And then I can tell now, today I have more energy. Today I feel weaker, my energy is lower. I feel hungry. Or I feel warm. These all are physiological or pranic level, pranamaya kosha. So I say, I am hungry, but really I experience the feeling of hunger. I observe the feeling of hunger. I am cold, really. I experience sensation of coldness, meaning I observe the experience of being cold. So in this way also, observer, sakshi as we call, is not the pranamaya kosha. Observe your energy level now, fatigue level, I observe that. Sadhla, we have our Manomaya Kosha, the mind. I have thoughts. Thoughts come and go. So I observe the thought. How do I know thought is there? Because I observe it. I experience emotions. I feel joyful. So I observe the feeling of joy. I feel down. Again, it's an experience. I observe that experience. So Sakshi, the Atma, is not the Manomaya Kosha, again, because it is being observed. More subtle than this is Vijnanamaya Kosha, the more subtle. So harder to put your finger on. So the viveka discrimination is more subtle, not as easy, we could say. Vijnanamaya Kosha, the rational thinking, concisive thinking, clear thinking. So I can say, my mind is very sharp today. My mind is unclear. I can't think straight today. I'm certain about this. I'm uncertain about that. So one thing I say, my mind is not clear. My mind, my instrument, not myself. And I observe. I can observe the mind is clear. I can think clearly. I can observe the mind not clear. I can't think clearly this moment. So I observe that phenomena. I am observing the clear mind. I am observing the unclear mind. I am observing the mind can think straight or the mind that cannot think straight now. And more subtle, we pointed out the Anandamaya Kosha, bliss sheath, when I feel different levels of joy, happiness, we say it's here. In deep sleep, we say we identify with Anandamaya Kosha or the Karana Sharira, different terms for same one. One of the aspects, Karana Sharira, the idea of isolation, the idea that I'm limited. So if I observe myself now within, I feel I'm limited in some way. Maybe not just body, subtler inside, there's some limitation. I have some beginning end, some idea that there is inside, outside. This subtle idea within me, we can say this is Karana Sharira. How do I know when I look within there's limitation? I observe limitation. How do I know I'm isolated from something else, from everything else? I observe there's an idea that there is a limitation. So this way the observer isn't the limitation. Observer is aware of the sense of limitation. So in this methodology we use today, Drik-Drishya-Viveka methodology, the discrimination between observing faculty, the sakshi, and the observed, drishyam, the object. So physical body, I observe the sensations, I'm the observer, not the sensation. Energy level, like for heat, feeling hot, hungry, thirsty, like this, I observe that. I'm not that, I'm the witness of that. Thoughts, emotions come and go. I'm the witness of those, I'm not those. Decisiveness, rational thinking in the mind. And it's an instrument, my instrument, I observe it, I'm not that. And some primordial idea of limitation within me. I'm only so much. I observe, I see, I feel I'm limited. So I observe that sense of limitation. So these are all to do the koshas, what I observe. I, the witness, am not any of these. Asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityor ma amritam gamaya om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate.